You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 93, Connect with Your Kids.
This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be.
Okay, friends.
Hey, welcome back. We're here with episode 93 today, and we're going to talk about connecting with your kids, which it's kind of our Valentine's lovey episode this month.
Yeah. But first, we are going to read one of our amazing reviews. I can't find it now. So now I'm going to read a different awesome review. That's funny. This is from Homeschool Mama 28, and it is called Angels. I'm so grateful for these earthly angels that have shown courage and dedication in sharing what they know. I have learned so much from them and feel grateful. I would love to hear more about helping foster the love of learning for these kids that are coming home from the public system and have no love of learning, and I would love to hear more about Meg's meditation practices. Thanks so much, ladies, for sharing your light. You are part of my village.
Thank you so much. So thanks for the suggestions of topics to cover, and we'll try to squeeze those in.
Yeah,
for
we'll make those happen this year. So super grateful that we get to be a part of your tribe and be a part of your team.
Yeah.
Okay, I forgot to talk about this last episode, and I didn't even tell Karen, so surprise. I forgot to tell you guys, so my mama's membership price went up in January 1st, but I also still want to be able to help people at an affordable price. So if you do the lifetime membership, it is it's $6.95, but you also get my family planner, that calendar, You get a bunch of other fun surprises, and I'm not going to tell you because you'll just get them when you order. But if you are like, I'm not ready for that commitment, or I don't know if it's the right program for me, my monthly subscription is ready. It is only $35 a month, and you get access to everything still. So you'll have access to all the coaching calls, the private coaching for you or for your teen. You'll have all the hours of video content. You can ask me any question. And then you also get the discounted price off of the family planner or the Create Your Homeschool Year workbook. So anyways, that was awesome. Quite the event to create the membership. So super grateful to my web girl. That is available now. So excited to have you guys
Very
in
exciting.
There. Okay. It's February almost. Yeah. I'm not sure when this releases.
Pretty close to February.
Like the week before February, maybe.
Yeah.
What do you do anything fun for Valentine's Day?
You know what? We aren't super big on celebrating Valentine's Day. We keep it pretty simple. We don't even really do gifts much.
Yeah.
We go out to dinner, give each other a nice card with a note.
Yeah.
We keep it pretty simple.
That works.
It's not like our thing so much.
My husband's not big into any holiday.
No, mine isn't either.
But I am. And so I just started planning ours several years ago.
Oh, that's fun.
And it was fun because I went and did like things I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to a comedy club last year.
Oh, fun.
And then like stayed at a hotel or something fun. Like I went out to a restaurant I wanted to go to. Like not somewhere he hated.
Yeah, yeah.
And this year I booked a trip over Valentine's.
Oh, wow. Where are you guys going?
Costa Rica.
Oh, that's awesome. How cool.
Yeah, a little nervous because now you have to do a COVID test to enter back into the United States.
That's right. Yeah.
So I'll be taking lots and lots of vitamin C with me to make sure.
And some zinc and some D3 and...
Take it all. I'm just going to have a suitcase full of vitamins.
Oh, that's crazy.
But so I booked it over Valentine's Day on purpose because I'm like, I just killed two birds with one stone.
Fun. That's so fun. No, we do more like a family thing. I always do a big family breakfast on Valentine's Day for my kids and really spoil everybody kind of in the morning and just make them feel happy and loved. But beyond that,
sister does a cute dinner and a family dance.
Oh,
and
cute.
I always think that is the funnest thing
That's
ever.
That's really fun. I like that idea.
But yeah, we usually go out. So I'm like, hi, kids, in the morning, and then see my husband at night. And this year, I won't even be here for my kids. I'll send them a nice text. So last year, I did a 14-day love challenge for your husband. And it was so fun for myself.
It was fun. I did them too, and they were great. It was a lot of
yes,
fun.
Because it's so funny. My husband didn't change. And like, I'm human. And he's human, and sometimes I'm irritated with his actions. And so just like doing those 14 days of like something nice I could do for him and what can I do that he would like. by the end of it, I was like, my husband's the greatest man ever.
It's funny how that happens when you change the focus off of like, what's he doing for me?
Yeah.
And serve instead. Because when you serve people, you grow to love them more.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think that that definitely happens. And so this month we're focusing on doing it for your kids. And how to show love for your kids throughout the month or the 14 days.
Yeah, for the full month. We'll do the full month. So I want to help you guys connect deeper on a deeper level with your kids. And it was having a connection with your kids. And I've said this often. If you have a good connection with your kid, you can teach them anything. Because there's not that fighting and there's not that contention. It's like, all right, whatever. Like, I still think it's dumb, but I'm going to do it. Parenting Magazine said, and they had, I can put the quote in if you want, which therapist said it. But kids who feel strongly connected with their parents want to cooperate. So it was interesting because I've always used it with homeschool, but like using it with anything, yeah. With some chores, with eating your dinner, with whatever it is.
I definitely think that's true. Like, when you look at your own children, if you have a good connection with them, they're constantly trying to please you, right?
Yeah.
Like my kids are, and they mess up. They're not always perfect, and they're always doing things not to please me too. But they try. They try really hard, and they want to be good, and they want to make you happy because they love you.
Yes, but I like the word cooperate. Like they're willing to be a part of the team. So I have my No Yelling Mamas group on Facebook, and you can join that for free. You just go to my webpage, Coach Meg Thomas, and you'll see a button to join it. So that's like how to not yell. But I thought, like, what do you do instead? Right? Like a lot of times if you go to an AA type program or an addiction program, it's like, hey, I'm going to give this up. But like, now what do I do?
Yeah. What do you replace?
And
that's,
I think I love addicts to athletes so much because it replaces it with something super positive. I think it's the coolest program
that's a cool
ever.
Idea.
And like, because you, like, you just changed it for an addiction to drugs or alcohol or whatever you're addicted to being an athlete and taking care of your body and all this. So anyways, I wanted to give you something to do versus not what to do. So I wanted to just do one challenge that you will do every day on top of all of the challenges. And it's every night or maybe in the morning, whatever works for you, is write down something kind about each of your children. And if you want, your husband every single day.
I love that idea. I think that's so beautiful.
It's so fun. I just love that. Well, I've been doing it for the past 2 or 3 weeks with my kids and my husband. And it's funny because some days I'm like, I don't know, I'm drawing a blank. But for the most part, it's starting to give me a perspective shift because I was feeling like I was getting critical with my kids. Like, okay, here we go again. We're not doing our chores. We're not doing this. And I was starting to get critical. And I thought, this isn't what I want.
Right.
Like, this isn't going to bring our relationship closer or anything like that. And so one thing I'm doing is writing down. So sometimes there's something cool, like Porter wrote a song. Like, Porter wrote a song today. Joshy at CrossFit pushed himself really super hard, and it was impressive to see him do that. George will say funny things because he's 3, and 3-year-olds say funny things. One day I was struggling with Briggy thinking of something because he had been antagonizing George for the better part of the day. And I was like, well, he's really good at pushing his brother's buttons. like, I was sitting there thinking, and I thought, oh, he's learning a great skills in relationships. Like, he's persistent. He, you know what I mean? Like, just like, okay, this is something good about him. And I like doing it for my husband too, because like I said, I'm human. And if I'm not looking for the good in him, then I'll start seeing things that irritate me.
Yeah. We all do that.
Yeah. So our minds are interesting because whatever we tell it to look for, it finds. And I don't know if you've, excuse me, if you've ever done that, like if you're looking for a new car or something, like nobody drives this type of car. And then all of a sudden you see like my big white van. I'm like, nobody drives a big white van. And then we got one. I'm like, so many
Everybody
people.
Drives them. You notice them more. Yes.
Yes. You just start noticing those things more. So if like it totally works for the positive, like, oh, my kid is very helpful. My kid took initiative. One was my son just came up and gave me a big, huge hug. And I thought that was super sweet. But if we're also looking about like our kid was so difficult, my kid was so hard, my kid is so annoying, my kid is so whatever, we're totally going to find that too.
Yeah, for sure.
So we wanted to tell you some of the things that will be on the calendar. And then you can just download it for free off my website, coachmegthomas.com. So Liz will tell them some of the things.
Yeah, so some of the things, and just simple little things.
Yeah, nothing grandiose.
Writing them a little love note one day, just telling them why you love them or how much you love them. And those are so meaningful to kids. They do. Kids do those for me all the time. You know, they write sweet little notes, and so you know that it means something to them.
Yeah.
Little acts of service. There's always some little service you can do for them. Pick up their shoes for them. Do a chore for them that they have to do. That's an easy thing as a mom to do because you're constantly serving your kids already. Making their favorite meal. Every kid has their favorite that they beg for. Yeah. You know? Let them pick the next family activity. We like to do this where, you know, somebody's in charge that week. And they get to decide what we do as a family. Giving them the best seat at the table or in the car. Do your kids fight over table seats? Or do you have like assigned seats?
No, my husband and I have our seats. They'll just call King's X, like King's X by mom. And they have to touch it. So
my kids are always arguing about which seat they want to sit in. There's like the bad seats and the good seats. And,
oh, that's funny.
Because it's up against the wall and they don't want to sit on the ones against the wall.
Oh,
and
that makes
sense. Are the bad seats. And anyway.
Well, and we have kid of the day. So shotgun is the kid of the day. Always
cute.
Gets it.
Yeah.
I nipped that in the bud a long time ago.
And then I mentioned before, we always do a special Valentine's Day breakfast. And I make them crepes with berries and whipped cream and Nutella. And it's just like this yummy thing. And I give them each a Valentine in the morning.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. I had on there too. I like this. This was from Family Therapist Virginia. And I'm going to say her last name wrong. Satir. She said, we need 4 hugs a day for survival, 8 hugs a day for maintenance. We need 12 hugs a day for growth. So giving your kid 12 hugs a day, like, that's awesome.
I think there are some kids that would hate that.
Well, maybe, yes, because I have some who don't love touch.
Thinking of my teenage boy who, like, 1 hug a day is hard with him. He doesn't, he's not a huggy person, and he never.
So maybe for
has
a
been.
Non-huggy,
my little
Josh
7-year-old Millie, though, would want 100 hugs a day if it were up to her. Like, she would hug all day. And so I think it depends on the kid.
I wonder if that one could be even like learn your kid's love language.
Yeah.
Because like maybe that would be something fun for your touch person, but another kid, you could do a small gift.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or write a nice note, something like that. But I love, and I think is it 6-second or 8-second hugs?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember.
Where you like that connection
of a
6 or 8 second hug.
Which feels like a long time when you actually hug it. Like,
I did it to one of my kids.
I did it before, too.
Yeah, and
I'm like, oh, this feels really long.
And he gave me a pat like, are we done? But it's just like, they're just fun. And it's just to give you that perspective shift. And it's awesome. As I love when I'm like in sync with my kids.
Right.
Because so like we got home, we drove down to St. George this weekend and we drove back yesterday, and it was a really long drive home because my husband had to take a phone call and we got stuck in the car for 40 minutes on the side of the road.
Mm.
And then we have a Tesla, so we had to charge it 2 times. So it was a really long ride home and I was tired and I still needed to go to the grocery store because we had no food for today. And one of my kids just came to me and said, and he just hugged me and goes, you okay? Do you need anything?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I need to go to sleep, but I have to go to the grocery store. And he just held me and he goes, you're just the best mom that even though you're tired, you're still going to the store for us. So we have food in the morning. And I was like, thank you. So like it totally gets rewarded and paid back.
Mm-hmm.
Not always like he totally didn't offer to go to the store because he's old enough. He can drive, right? Like he didn't say, I'll go to the store for you. But like, I love you. Mm-hmm. I see you. Thank you. And so then like, so that's what I put in my notebook that night, like gave me a big hug when I was feeling irritated, just like saying thank you and just sweet things like that.
Yeah, that's great.
So yeah, so you can download the calendar and join the No Yelling Mamas group because I will be doing more things about it in there as well to kind of help, especially when you're like, I just can't. My kid's the worst and super difficult. I can help you get through those types of things with some coaching. So go to coachmegthomas.com, find the calendar there. And yeah, and don't forget to give us a 5-star review.
Yeah.
And you'll be the reviewer of the week.
Yep. Thanks for listening.
All right. See you guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.